Hey, Steve.
Hey, Jeff. So we just got back from an outing to a retro video game store.
Yes, we did.
And it was we had an incident that made us want to talk about the incident and then retro game stores in general and about how we feel about, you know, we know how hard it is to run a retro game store, but we also have been to a lot of them and know what makes them successful and what makes them not.
This is Into the Vertical Blank presents The Incident at the Video Game Store.
The Incident at the Video Game Store. Okay, so this probably will be animated.
Probably, we'll see.
Because,
well, if you're not listening to the podcast.
No, you're not listening to that, but I'm going to make an animated version of this if I can do it. Although I don't know about the beginning and ending, but we'll see. Okay, so here's the incident. We go down to a retro game store, which is a fairly well-established retro game store near your house, Jeff.
Near my house. It's on a what we would consider a main shopping street in a rather a good-sized city.
Right. And this retro game store happens to also have an arcade attached to it, which is pretty cool. And it's fun to go down there. They have a pretty good selection. And in the past, we've found some interesting things there.
We have. I've purchased things there before by Atari, Nintendo, Sega, even a Lynx cartridge. That's Atari, but that's a different type of Atari. So we have purchased things there before. It's a nice selection store.
Yeah, they have a nice selection. So we go down to this time just to check it out. And the first thing I did, I go to the wall with Atari stuff on it. And they have a couple games that I don't have. So I pull them off the wall and the boxes are empty. So to me, empty box means, oh, there must have been an incident at the store.
Right.
And they're keeping the stuff behind the counter. Not a problem.
Yeah.
I take the boxes up to the counter and say, hey, do you have these games or are these empty boxes? So the person who's behind the counter had no idea. So they had to call another person in who probably runs the store, owns it. And indeed, he was just selling empty boxes.
On a shelf without any indication.
Without any indication that they were empty boxes. So I'm like, okay, that's weird. And one of them, he's like, this is a misprint, or he said it. And I'm like, okay, I don't know if that's true or not. But it was an expensive version of a game that the game itself was usually like $10 or something.
Do you want to say what the game was? Does it matter?
No, let's not say what the game is. Let's leave out the details.
Okay, we'll leave out the details.
But behind him on a shelf was another Atari game that I've been interested in for a while because it's been hard to find, right? And so I said, it looked like it had the actual cartridge and manual inside. So I said, hey, how much is that game behind you? And he pulls it out and he says, I don't know. I'll go look up. And he starts looking in his computer. And as he's looking, I looked it up on my GameEye app, which uses price charting.
And I looked it up on my eBay research app. There's a new research tool in eBay.
And my price charting said it was $40.
And I saw them listed on eBay, not even selling, for $19.
Okay.
That means you could buy it now? Yes, you could buy it for $19 right now if you really wanted to.
So the guy finishes his work on the computer. And of course, there's no price on this, right? And he says, okay, I'll give it to you for $50. And I'm thinking, okay, 50 is not bad because I'm at the store. You know, I want to support retro stores. It's the experience. You know, it's fun. I don't have to deal with shipping. Sure, $50 is fine. You know, he gets a little bit over list price. You know, again, it helps support the store. I'm all for that. I want the store to stick around. Then he says, wait a minute.
I think you said yes too fast.
Right, I said yes right away. I said, sure, yeah. And I guess to him that meant that maybe I look like an old guy who that understands the prices. So then he said no. And he goes and looks on his computer for like another 10 minutes, right? And he comes away and he says, nope, I'm going to sell you that for $99. I give it up for $99. And I'm like, absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. And I thought I was going to look around the store. We're having fun. I'm like, let's get out.
We got out
and we left and said, forget it. And so what I want to say, first of all, is like, if you have a retro store, we have some ideas about how you can make it a more successful experience for people who come to your retro game store. And we understand how hard it is. I've seen YouTube videos about people just, you know, just on the line of like going out of business, whatever. But I have to say, treating your customers like that is not gonna work.
Treating people like garbage is not a way to make money.
No, it's not.
Because you lost the sale because you were greedy. Just you actually need to know what you purchase your stuff for, need to know what it sells for. You can't just look up the things on the spot.
So here's the thing. I thought we'd come up with some advice.
Right.
We don't have a list here, but I thought we'd go back and forth. So my first thing is, if you're going to have a retro store, like, number one, don't make it look like your attic.
Right. Okay.
Don't have stuff piled all over. We understand that you need to buy things. We understand you're buying lots and getting it. But like, making me come in and pick through it, like, sometimes this is good. If I'm going to come through and pick through your garbage pile, you better make it worth my while.
You better charge like it's a garbage pile.
Yeah, you better charge like it's a garbage pile. Because sometimes these things smell like garbage.
We can tell they're not tested. They're not cleaned.
Yes. We can tell they're not tested and not clean. We tell you just got it. So charge me from those parameters, right?
That's
mine.
Once you clean it and test it and look up a price, tag it that price.
Yes. So the second thing is, I agree with you. Second thing is, you know what? I'm tired of going into these stores and having me take it up to the counter, and then you look up your price on eBay. I get that you want to get the best price for it, but I'll be honest with you. If I'm coming into your, I'm making an effort to come into your store, make an effort to get out there. I could just go to eBay too,
yeah,
and buy the cheapest price I want to, right?
Right.
But I'm making an effort to come down and support you. Support me too.
Right.
Make it worth me coming there by treating your merchandise not like garbage.
Yes. Don't treat your merchandise or your customers like garbage, which is so many of these retro stores do. But we know of ones near us that don't.
Yeah, so I just want to point out Retro Games Plus, which is a chain that I know they have a couple. One's in Redondo Beach, I think it's Redondo or North Torrance. One's in Huntington Beach. They have one, I believe, in Massachusetts as well. They have others. And they put on a retro show here in Southern California that they just started doing, and they're sponsoring it. Those guys, you walk in their store, they know what they have. If they got a big box of something, it's in the back until they figure out what they're going to price it.
Right.
They put prices on everything. They put it out on the floor. And if you buy Atari cartridges, loose cartridges, they're buy two get one free. So they actually have a deal. So you feel like when you go there and you're getting stuff, they actually care about you as a customer.
Right.
They remember you, and they give you this little card, little stamp card, you know, when you buy stuff. But those guys clean. They have prices, and I understand, like, if you're running a shoestring operation, you can't do it. But you made a good point about eBay. If you're running a store, you should put your stuff on eBay, right?
This is the thing. So I do a bunch of stuff on eBay, and everything I put up, whether it's a video game or not, is cleaned. It's tested, and it even has a little thing on it. We say that what it is. We have a lot of items there, video games, everything. This is the way you need to run your regular store. You can't just assume that someone coming in is going to pick through your garbage pile. And if you do clean and test, you can then list them on eBay so you have two places to sell your stuff. Act like you're an actual business. Don't act like you're a guy collecting stuff and throw it in a storefront.
Right.
Everyone else has to act like they're a business.
Right. Everyone else has to act like they're a business. And for some reason, retro game stores feel, and even you go to any antique store, right? And I'm not antique stores are hilarious these days, because you go into antique stores and for the most part, they do not have Atari stuff, like Golden Age Atari stuff, or even any video games. I think for the most part, antique stores are like, I hate to say it, but like, they're like boomer nostalgia.
It's boomer nostalgia behind glass.
Yeah, boomer nostalgia behind glass. But for the most part, you're not wondering what things cost when you go into an antique store.
Nope, they know what it is.
They've been curated in a way that makes it so all the magazines are nicely packaged up or in plastic.
Here is the thing. You put your finger on it right there, Steve. If you are going to act like you're an antique store and you're going to sell things at antique store prices, which is what the antique store does, you know, a leather Harley Davidson jacket is $275. If I look for that on eBay, it's going to be about $250. You paid a little bit more because they came into your store. This is the same as this cartridge that you wanted to get.
It's an antique.
If it's an antique and it's worth that much, treat it that way. Put it behind glass. Test it. Make sure you know what the price is before someone comes in.
Put a sticker on the plastic that says, hey, this is a different box variation. That's why it costs this much. Like, do your research.
Your empty boxes should say, this is an empty box.
Selling the empty box. The empty box.
This is like someone, this is akin to someone buying the PS5, taking it out of the box, selling the empty box on eBay that week when they did, and people buying it and not knowing they get an empty box.
Right. It is the equivalent. And I think that another thing about your retro, so there's other things that just bother me about retro stores in general. Take, like, you know, a lot of places treat Atari stuff like garbage.
Right.
They really do. I mean, it's probably because Nintendo Age and beyond stuff actually people buy, but I think there is, and I think maybe that's because most people that buy Atari stuff buy on eBay or buy in Atari Age Marketplace or buy other places. But like, but a lot of retro stores are somewhat losing an audience, like people like us, because we know we're going to go there and all the Atari Age stuff, and Atari meaning Intellivision, Coleco,
Odyssey,
everything,
C64, anything they have like that.
Yeah, cartridges for the Atari 8-bit, cartridges to 64, all that stuff. We know, one, you're not going to know what it is. You're not going to price it right. You're gonna shelve the Coleco cartridges with the Atari cartridges. And if you don't look close enough, people are gonna miss that they're buying a Coleco cartridge instead of Atari cartridge. Right. If you're gonna sell Coleco games, damn it, clean them and test them.
Yeah.
Get a machine. It'll cost you $60 to get a ColecoVision on eBay. Get it, test it, make sure that they work. Same with your Atari games. Make sure you're shelving them in the right place. These aren't high demands.
These are just like, treat your stock like someone wants to buy it.
This is what people who run retail stores do. So if you want to run an actual video game store and make money at it, clean it, test it, treat it like merchandise. Don't treat it like
the other. Yeah, the other thing about cleaning is a big deal, and I used to not care about this, but damn it, I don't want to walk into your store, have it smell like a fucking garbage dump. Like, when you're gonna bring in stuff, clean it. You know, you can get de-dusting sprays and things to clean stuff up.
De-smoking spray.
Clean those cartridges with rubbing alcohol or however you're gonna do it. Make sure that it's clean and working. Make your store not smell gross when we go in there. And maybe you can't smell it because you've been in it for so long. Maybe take a step out for a while
and come back in
and do it. And this isn't to say that we don't understand that it's a hard job. I get it. It's hard to run the store. We appreciate that they're there, but like, appreciate us coming in too. It's our effort. I could just sit at home and click on eBay all day long and buy what I want. Buy. But I'm making an effort to come into your place, and I'm not selling you stuff. I'm not looking for a super good deal. What I'm looking for is just some kind of respect.
Right. Any respect at all. And also respect for the product that's there.
Yeah. And literally never tell me a price, then pull it back and tell me another price because you found a different listing on eBay. That was wrong.
Yeah, you look for sold listings too, by the way, not just what people want to buy something for.
Look at the sold and completed listings. Take that number. Take the number that's on price charting. Look at the number in GameEye, which I believe is price charting as well. Put something together and come up with a price. If you're going to charge $99, then you better have researched that, and that $99 better be a price tag on that box.
And you better take that cartridge out and make sure it works before you sell it to me for $99.
Yeah.
What else?
Anything else?
Video. Let's see. Retro games store.
Wow, we're really mad about that. Yeah. I mean, it was a really let me tell you something. I'm usually a pushover when I go to buy stuff at a places. I'm usually intimidated by these guys. I like that they've got their store. I think they know more than me. But this time, as soon as he told me it's $50, I'm like, eh. And then we started looking. I'm like, I'm not buying. As soon as he started looking again, I'm like,
I'm going to listen to what he has to say so we have a story to tell, but I'm not buying one more thing in this place. And we've spent money at this place.
We've spent a lot of money at this place.
We spent a good amount of money at this store before. We
spent $100 on a Lynx cartridge there.
Yeah, we did.
Lynx cartridge there. Or more than that, like $125
or something. Yeah. So we can have a story. So we can have fun to open it and do it, because that's what we'll do when we're out at an outing and we don't get together that often. So it's fun for us to go out and do something and go to a store and buy something. And all of a sudden, you're going to pull some crap like that. And again, I don't care that it costs $99. I don't care that your price is $99. What I care is that your price is, if that's priced before I get there, not double, not repriced when I'm standing in front of you, and definitely not try to make up some gobbledygook garbage about why it's that price.
Right, because it was completely like false. One thing is, okay, so we know it's hard to make money to run in these stores. Yeah. You got to pay rent, everything. This is the thing. Do you want to make money? If you do, run your business like a business.
Right.
Okay. That's it. So everybody who runs a business and is making money has to show their merchandise right, price it right, know what their product is. That's the only way to make money.
So
if you don't, you're not going to make money. You're going to act like this.
So if that dude, for example, had spent $75 buying that game.
Right.
And then he's like, oh no, I have to sell. I can't sell it for $50. I have to sell it for more because I spent more on it. It's for $100. I know that's not even a good margin. Usually it's double thing. But okay, I totally get it. But this did not happen.
Yeah.
This was a game this guy picked up in a lot for like $100 with 20 other games or something. And he's just trying to get the most out of it. In that case, I don't respect you at all.
Yeah. No respect.
No respect. If you, and again, if you need to make money, cause if you need to get the $100 cause you spent 75 on it, I get it. Don't sell it to me.
If you need to get $100 cause you spent $5 on it. Great. Yeah. Also just know that beforehand.
Right.
Nope. You have need to know your merchandise, especially with things that you have hanging on the wall that you think are worth something.
Right.
I mean, know your merchandise.
Yeah, actually that's funny because that thing that I wanted was on the back wall in like what you would describe in one of those video game stores as like a place of honor.
Right. Right?
It was with a bunch of other like what looked like collectibles, really cool, interesting looking stuff. And I'm like, okay, well, that's neat. You know, what I didn't even think he would want to sell it. And I was right.
You're right. I guess maybe he didn't want to sell, but he doesn't know anything about Atari. Anyway, so running a video game store is hard, we understand, but being a patron of a video game store is probably even harder.
Yeah, I mean, again, like my usual these days is I'll find a really good deal on Facebook Marketplace and I'll buy it and I'll get a lot of great games for a pretty good price because people on Facebook Marketplace want to get rid of their stuff. That's where I am, but I will go into your game store and I will pay full price for something if on that day I feel like I want to buy it. I did it for a game a couple weeks ago at Retro Games Plus. I paid $100. Actually, I paid $100 for Atari 2600 game that I'm not going to mention the name of. But I went in and paid $55 for Iron Soldier for the Jaguar. That's about the list price. But you know what? I wanted the feeling of buying Iron Soldier in a store.
Hey, Steve, do you have a Jaguar?
I do not have a Jaguar.
He doesn't even have a Jaguar.
No, but I bought it. I bought it.
I know, but he bought Iron Soldier for $55 at the store. Steve doesn't even have a Jaguar, but he went in because it's an Atari thing. He thought it was cool, and he bought it for $55 at the store.
Yeah, at the store.
It was priced, it was clean, and the guy said it worked. Right?
That's right. He said he tested it. I mean, that's all that really matters. I know that maybe we're being too demanding, but I mean, if you're going to have...
I'm going to tell you, running a business... which I've been doing for a while now, doing eBay stuff like that, is really, really difficult. To not get a bunch of returns and people that hate you, and hate your merchandise and tell people that you stink, you need to be on your game.
Yeah, you need to,
you when you're running a business, you have to be on the game. You want to make money, you got to get things at a good price, you got to sell them at a good price, you got to treat people well. You don't do this shit.
Yeah, don't pull this. This is the worst. Usually I give game stores like space because I understand how hard it is. Like there's another game store near me. It's in kind of a lower rent part of town. I go in there. The woman who runs it is really nice. Usually she has all her Atari cartridges just on the glass case above everything else. And she does look them up when I bring them up there. However, She's very nice, and she always gives me a break. So, like, I'll bring up 10 cartridges, and she'll look them up, she'll get tired, she'll be like, oh, I'll give you this one for free, right?
Right.
Like, because she knows I'm standing there waiting for it to happen. I'm like, I kind of appreciate that. I want her to have it priced, but the same token, I know how hard it is, and I kind of let it go. I'm like, all right, look up the price, and that's fine. And the other thing I know is that when I go there in the afternoon, she's way better at pricing stuff than in the morning, because in the morning, what happens is people come in just to sell stuff.
Right.
And she gets really frustrated because she's money is only going out the door. And she's like, she says to me, she's like, if you're ever going to come and sell anything, sell in the afternoon. Because at that point, I've already sold some things.
Right.
So I'll give you a better price for it. Anyway.
No, and that's a good, that store, besides that, is clean and it's nice.
It is.
And even the Atari cartridges are organized. And she puts the Coleco and the Atari in different places.
That's right.
They know what they have. Because I have to go look it up, it's a little annoying. And I don't like it either, but they do. And when they look it up, it's not like it goes from $5 to $30.
No. She actually does an average. So when she looks it up.
Yeah, it goes down.
If you're going to do the lookup, like she does, she looks at the highest price and lowest price. She gives an average in the middle. And of the sold listings, that's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it.
I've walked in the store. I'm giving you your business. I'm coming to spend money, not to sell you anything. And she treats me really well. Right? And it's okay when she looks up. I totally allow the lookup because I know I'll be treated well by her. So that's the good end of looking stuff up. The bad end is what we just experienced.
Okay. Like, so that's 20 minutes
of ranting.
Of ranting about video game stores. And that's the podcast for today.
That's the podcast. Okay. And that's our rant.
Into the vertical blank.
Yeah, that's good. Just put 20.